Buffett calls markets a gamble, the Epstein file churns, and Iran's air war assumptions get stress tested. Warren Buffett, at 95, is describing the current investment environment in unusually bleak terms, calling finding value tough and characterizing markets as increasingly resembling gambling. The observation carries weight from someone who has navigated enough market cycles to distinguish between temporary distortions and structural shifts. Buffett separately cut his donations to the Gates Foundation, publicly describing Bill Gates's ties to Jeffrey Epstein as distasteful, a decision with material consequences for the foundation's global health and development programs, given that Buffett has been its largest external donor for two decades. FBI Director Kash Patel's offer to give names, in the context of the Epstein associate question, represents a notably different posture from prior FBI leadership on the matter. Though whether the offer produces actual disclosures or remains performative is, as yet, genuinely unclear. A shareholder lawsuit against the Ellison family over an alleged Trump relationship influencing the Warner Bros. Discovery merger adds another thread to the uncomfortable intersection of political access and corporate governance. Minority shareholders, arguing they have a legitimate interest in knowing whether controlling shareholders' presidential relationships affected the terms of major transactions. California's Franchise Tax Board is auditing high-net-worth individuals, including reportedly Sergey Brin and David Sachs, who relocated ahead of a proposed state wealth tax. The scrutiny is not symbolic. California's residency rules are detailed. The state has prevailed in such cases before, and the sums potentially at stake for individuals of that wealth level are enormous. The deepest analytical question hanging over the Iran coverage is whether its foundational assumption holds. Nearly all mainstream reporting proceeds from the premise that U.S. airstrikes are systematically degrading Iran's military capacity in ways that will eventually alter Iranian political behavior. Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper has publicly challenged that framing at the Aspen Security Forum, arguing that air power can destroy infrastructure but cannot alter the calculus of a government facing what it perceives as an existential threat, and that external attack frequently strengthens the nationalist basis of authoritarian regime support rather than weakening it. Three observable signals would indicate the assumption is failing: evidence that Iranian oil exports are continuing despite the blockade, signs that the strikes are consolidating hardliner rather than moderate power within Iranian factionalism, and indications that Gulf state partners are quietly creating back channels for Iran to access revenues. None of those signals has been definitively confirmed or ruled out.